Welcome to The English We Speak with me, Neil.
And me, Feifei.
We have a word which describes something that is weak, vague or undefined. It's wishy-washy.
Wishy-washy. Let's hear how we can use this, Neil.
Let's think about what not to do in a job interview. If you turn up without thinking about the questions you might get asked, you'll only be able to come up with wishy-washy answers.
I tried that once. It really didn't work. The interviewers asked me why I should get the job, and I could only say something wishy-washy about being good at doing new things.
Wishy-washy answers to questions in job interviews, or exams, are those which don't really answer the question. They are just a bit weak and undefined. We can also use it to talk about the way that people do things.
Yes, we could say that a manager who takes a very weak approach to problems or is too scared to talk to their staff is a bit wishy-washy.
Listen to these examples of how we can use wishy-washy.
If you take such a wishy-washy approach to dealing with these problems, they're only going to get worse.
He gave some wishy-washy excuse about not having time, but I think he just didn't want to do it.
Your answer needs to address these points. If you just write something wishy-washy, you won't get any marks.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning the word wishy-washy, which is a way to describe something as vague, weak or undefined. Unsurprisingly, it's always used in a negative way.
If you think of it as meaning weak and watery, then it's a kind of example of onomatopoeia. Think of the sound of water swishing around.
Yes, a more literal meaning of wishy-washy is when it is used to describe flavours. If something tastes a bit wishy-washy, it's as if it's been watered down.
Well, hopefully our explanations haven't been too wishy-washy. Join us next time to learn some more of The English We Speak.
Bye-bye.
Bye.